Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 24. Please keep that open. We're going to look at several other scriptures in Jeremiah. I'm going to be bringing you to a lot of other scriptures in the Bible, and I don't expect you to flip through them all with me, but you might jot them down if you want to look at them later. But I will take us off and on through a couple other scriptures in Jeremiah, so I encourage you to keep that opened. We're just looking really at one part of Jeremiah 5 this morning in verse 24. Let me read it for us now. Jeremiah 5, verse 24. Hear now the word of the Lord. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. And the phrase that I'm really bringing us here for is this. The Lord our God that giveth rain. The Lord our God that giveth rain. I considered other scriptures. I'll explain as we go through the text why I've gone with this one. It might be surprising at first in context. But it's that phrase that I want to have before us. As it's been raining a lot, and here in San Diego, whenever it rains, it's a big deal. It's big news, right? And we've been waiting. It's been kind of late in terms of what we usually experience with season. We really need it. And we want to remember where it comes from. So as we gather outside today, this Lord's Day morning, and we feel the effects of the rain, the dampness makes it feel extra cold, I think. As we smell the rain in the air and the ground still and experience its lingering around us, and we're mindful that there'll be more rain probably today, this whole week it looks like it's supposed to be, I want to take the opportunity to study the doctrine of rain in the scriptures. We've looked at the sun. We've looked at the stars. There's many things that give a witness to us in general revelation. And as the scriptures would guide us to recognize, in particular, as usual, I can't talk about everything in the scriptures that talks about rain, but I'm trying to bring what I think will be most relevant. Let me share why we're here today. I'm making a lot of progress on studies through Deuteronomy, but I was a little bit digressive with how many books I bought. They're pretty thick, and usually the introductions are, you know, got to get through about 50 to 100 pages. So similarly, actually, with Philippians, I'm catching up still on a lot of introductions. And Mr. Sanchez made a request for our text we'll have this evening. So I thought I would wait on and let myself get all the way caught up this week. I'm hoping to come back to Deuteronomy and Philippians starting next week. But I thought since we'd be here in the morning, and the elders actually, we were talking about whether or not we thought we could have worship here today. I thought, well, as the Lord might allow and the rains around us, let's think about rain together and praise the Lord for it. There are many scriptures that teach about rain and what it witnesses to us, where it comes from. Especially last week, we also want to think about this because in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, we saw the Lord said, if my people called by name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear them, I will work with them if they repent, I will heal their land. But verse 13, right before, said, if I have taken the rain away. You know, at least especially during that time of the theocracy, the Lord would try to get their attention by what he would bring upon them or what he would take away from them. And there was that idea that he would take away the rain. Going back one more chapter, chapter 6 of 2 Chronicles, we saw in verses 26 to 27 that Solomon prayed ahead for that. If your people stray from you and you take the rain away, cause us to be humbled and return to you that you would give rain again. And he says, I will. So having just thought about that last week in broader context, and then the Lord gave us rain. I'm not wanting to try to claim that he used our little church to bring the rain all over San Diego. Nonetheless, I think let's praise him for the rain and remember where it comes from. It's something rather simple, but it's something that we'll be blessed to give our attention to, and our attention is simply this. It is the Lord our God that giveth rain. That's the message for you this morning coming from that text in Jeremiah. It is the Lord our God that giveth rain. Beloved, let us not forget it. It's so easy to talk about the weather, especially rain, and never mention the Lord when we talk about it. It is the Lord our God that giveth rain. Think about in 1 Samuel 12, 1 Kings 17 and 18, the latter referred to by James 5, 17 and 18, Elijah and Samuel, and in reverse order, they are involved in what? stopping the rain, and then bringing back the rain, praying to the Lord, and the Lord getting the attention of holding back the rain for a long time, and then bringing the rain to refresh and heal. So often the Lord will show us through these kinds of interactions with his people, such as we see referred to, alluded to, expecting in 2 Chronicles 7. We see that the rain is often God's witness. The rain is a witness for God. He holds it back, and three things dry up and crack. He lets the heavens open, and the earth opens her mouth and is quenched and becomes green with life. The problem is we don't always recognize the giver of the gift. And that is in the context here of Jeremiah. Notice it says, don't say this, verse 24. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter rain in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. It says, don't be saying that in this context, verse 23. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Verse 25, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. So he's saying, don't be talking about God's going to give us rain until you get right with God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 that we saw last week, right? With verse 13 in it, chapter 6 before that. You see, rebellious hearts can't pretend to enjoy what God gives only to the humble. I give that to you as the main idea of the text this morning. Rebellious hearts can't pretend to enjoy what God gives only to the humble. Now, sometimes he does give rain, and the result is still the same. Rebellious hearts can't enjoy it, even when he does give it to them. They don't enjoy their blessing with it. Remember, that's what we're taught in our catechism, that we would pray, when, give us this day our daily bread, that the Lord would give us a competent portion of the good things of this life, and that we would enjoy his blessing with it. But when the people don't have a good heart, he might even give things sometimes more than they even need, more than probably should have, and it could be a curse on them. When you think about when God gave them quail, and they ate viciously and ungratefully, and it came out of their noses, and it wasn't really a blessing. But a lot of times it could be simply that he holds it back. Either way, rebellious hearts cannot pretend to enjoy what God gives only to the humble. We must not speak without faith about God giving us rain. If we want more rain, beloved, if we want to catch up on what we expect for the water table, let's give God glory. Let's recognize he's giving it to us, that he'd see fit to give more. And let us not complain when he does not. It is God who holds back rain when the people are rebellious and ungrateful. Let me give you a sample of some scriptures to bear that out. It's God who holds back rain when the people are rebellious and ungrateful. Deuteronomy 11, 16 to 17. This will be in what we'll be reading shortly, Lord willing. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Amos 4, 6 and 7. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you, where there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. Isaiah 5, verse 6. And I will lay it waste, it shall not be pruned nor digged. But there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. As we're in Jeremiah, turn back with me to chapter 3, verse 3. Jeremiah 3, verse 3. Therefore, the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain. And thou hast a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Again, you won't repent, you won't return to me, so I'm holding back the rain. Zechariah 14, verse 17, and it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Yet on the contrary, God blesses with rain when there is repentance. It is God who gathers the cloud and pours out rain from them when he chooses to bless and be gracious. So let me share some sampled scriptures showing that God does give rain when he chooses to. Leviticus 26, verses 3 and 4. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the fields shall yield their fruit. Of course, that's why we want the rain, is the benefits of the rain on our land. Notice how often that the lack of obeying God is the cause for a lack of rain, and how often the abundance of obeying God brings the abundance of rain. Deuteronomy 11, verse 11 and verses 13 to 14. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. That had to sound pretty good after 40 years in the wilderness, in the desert. And see, God is giving this land that has rain. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. As we're still in Jeremiah, turn ahead with me to chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10. Gabriel, obey your mama and sit down. Jeremiah 10, verse 13. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, and he maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. When we have big rainstorms coming up, we don't usually get a lot of lightning and thunder around here. Where I'm from, you get it every time it rains in the summertime, all the time. Sometimes we'll get a little bit of it, but when you have a lot of that big rain and weather, think of this verse, bring it out, have a devotion on it, and just look at it and take it in. The Lord gives us these expressions in his word to recognize his work. Joel 2, verse 23, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Thus, beloved, may we be encouraged by all of that to pray, especially in this season as we're hoping for much rain. Zechariah 10, verse 1, and let's be encouraged, we've been asking for it, and there was a message connected to it last week. Be encouraged to read Zechariah 10, 1. Pray this, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. And notice a lot of times it's talking about seasons. There are, in God's providence, generally seasons, the rain usually comes, but he might hold it back. So we pray, in this season, where is our rainy season, Lord, please see fit to bless us and cause it to rain. Remembering James 1:17, referring to Ezekiel. Excuse me, neither of them, Elijah. My brain has to catch up. He prayed regularly, and God sent the rain, finally. Beloved, may we desire more than physical rain, however. May we desire spiritual rain for our souls. Isaiah 45, verse 8. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Oh, may the Lord give spiritual showers of rain. Hosea 6, verse 3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Keep in view again how the Lord says he will send us, that Jesus says he will send us the Holy Spirit to bring up living waters. Hosea 10, verse 12. Show to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And let us remember that God also can send more rain than we can handle if we do not believe him. Remember the flood in Genesis 7. Remember the raining of hail in Exodus 9. Judgment is not also no rain, but sometimes too much rain. May we be praying to the Lord regularly about the weather. This is not to say that God never gives rain until we repent. Of course, we never deserve it, and we know there are many who aren't thinking about God when the rain comes, and yet we get it. He gives rain as a witness. May we be ready to give that witness with it. May we recognize the physical rain is God's blessing to our land and to our bodies. Psalm 65, verses 9 and 10. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Psalm 68, verse 9. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. That's a good psalm to be singing and praying today and this week. Job gives us many verses to be thinking about the rain and remembering God and not questioning him. Job 5, verse 10. Who giveth rain? Speaking of the Lord, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields. Job 28, verse 26. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder. Job 36, 27 to 28. For he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Job 37, verse 6. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of his strength. That's what the Lord did these last few days. Be thou upon the earth. Rain. Just as he says, let there be light, he said, let there be rain, and there was. Had he not said it, there would not have been. Job 38, 25 to 28. Who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth, where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Hath the rain a father? Or who hath begotten the drops of dew? That verse really is a blessing to think about, because it's saying all over the world where we're not even there to watch it, God is sending rain. You know, sometimes we'll watch those documentaries and it's amazing how they'll be out there in these vast wildernesses and showing the rain, especially in the desert or other places, and the animals responding and how the ground responds. But no one's there. And that seems to be the effect of what Job is saying in this last verse here, what's being said in Job here. He watereth all these places you don't even know. It's happening, and he's sending the rain, let alone where you are. You're hoping he's going to give it. He sends rain wherever he wants when there's no one there even asking for it. All of this teaching in Job that rain is from God. May this, therefore, describe us in a humble response to God as is given to us in Job as well. May this be us as we respond to the rain yesterday and recently and today, hopefully, and through the week. Job 29:23. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. May that be us, especially spiritually. I gave a sermon earlier a few years ago when we were in our rainy season. The message was this: give thanks to God for giving us rain. We're remembering it's from Him. Let's remember to thank Him for it. The scripture for that message was Psalm 147, verses 7 and 8 that we sang together this morning. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise unto the harp, unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. It's a nice time to think about getting up into the mountains. When it rains, we want to do that so we can see some snow, hoping to see that the Lord said, be thou there snow. But as you get up in the mountains, and if there isn't snow, you'll see a lot of green coming from all this rain. If you have a moment, look into the back lot, and already, just with a little bit of rain recently, it's been getting green again. Every year, it's like all of a sudden. Remember also what the Lord says, Jesus, in Matthew 5, verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Acts 14, verse 17. The message there is God used to kind of let the world go about its business, but it always gave a witness, and now it's giving a great witness with the coming of Christ. But He never left Himself without a witness to Himself. Nevertheless, He left not Himself without witness, in that He did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Beloved, you want to witness to people with the gospel? He gave them a witness of Himself already in the rain. Think of this scripture and share it with everybody this week. Hebrews 6, verse 7. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. Let that be said of us and how we should bear fruit spiritually as well. And as we're in Jeremiah, I want to turn to two more places briefly. Jeremiah 14, verse 22. And these verses, we're just wanting to recognize in summary that the rain comes from God. And let us not forget it, and let us not forget to give Him credit for it. Jeremiah 14, verse 22. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou He, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. So we're not going to be like the unbelieving world. We're going to wait on the Lord. We're going to call upon the Lord. We're going to recognize whatever forecast may be able to try to tell us. They're not telling us what we ultimately need to tell them. The rain comes from God. And if it's not coming, He's holding it back. And it's an opportunity to repent. And if He gives it, it's an opportunity to rejoice and praise Him. The rain comes from God. Look with me also at Jeremiah 51, chapter 51, verse 16. Notice just in Jeremiah alone, all this talk of rain, the witness of God's rain. Jeremiah 51, verse 16. When He uttereth His voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of His treasures. That'd be another lovely verse to tune to anytime we have a big storm of rain coming. Or again, as Jeremiah says, simply packed into the larger context of those who are not really recognizing God when they should, Jeremiah 5:24, our text this morning, the Lord our God, it's the Lord our God who giveth rain. One other text, Ecclesiastes 11, verse 3 says, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. That's in a different context. Notice, though, it almost sounds simply in that verse just like a scientific explanation, right? The clouds be full of rain. When that happens, they empty themselves on the earth. Matter of fact, in a sense, you know, we have the scientific understanding that when it rains, it's because water droplets condense. Collecting my understanding is to dust particles. They condense more and more onto one another. They grow within the cloud until they get too heavy to stay suspended in the cloud. And then they fall out of it upon the earth as rain. That's the scientific explanation. Ecclesiastes 11:13 kind of just says that's what happens. But let's look at all those other verses to show that we know what, or rather, who is behind it all. Certainly implied by Ecclesiastes. I remind you this, you've heard it before, we need to keep thinking about it. What does B.B. Warfield say the Jews say about rain? When it's raining, they do not say, it's raining. They don't say, it rained. They say, God is giving us rain. Or they say, God gave us rain. Beloved, you and I don't speak like that enough. Let's make it our habit, amen? Can that be one of the main things we take away from this? Let's always credit the Lord God for the rain. It's not raining as if the rain is in control of itself. God is giving us the rain. So let us indeed praise him for it. Let us remember to credit him and recognize he is giving it to us. If we would ask him to give us it later, let's not forget to credit him for giving it to us now. So, beloved, may we testify to one another and the world around us what Jeremiah will have us recall in repentance and humility. It is the Lord our God that giveth rain. It's not raining. It is the Lord our God that giveth rain. We pray he might allow to let it wait until after the evening service. We'll be in touch if he doesn't to let you know what we're doing. We'll certainly at least have the webcast from home. However he chooses to do it, when he chooses to give it, let us recognize when he doesn't, we say, well, then we better pray because God gives rain. We want rain. We need to go to God. And when he gives it, let us go to God and give him glory and praise. For it is the Lord, and it is the Lord alone, the Lord our God, that giveth rain. And that is the message for you this morning. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we do acknowledge and recognize that you sent us rain, and you might send us some more. Let us take advantage to give a witness to you all week to the world, that it is the Lord our God that giveth rain. When someone talks about it's raining, let us say, ah, yes, the Lord our God is giving us rain. Praise his name. He has chosen to hold it from us, and now he's choosing to give it to us. We praise the Lord and pray that he would give showers in the Spirit as well. And so we do pray, O Lord, that you would give us more rain, and we hear thank you. We simply give you praise and worship and thank you as the farmers would have services to give requests and then praise for the rain. We just give thank you today for all the rain. We recognize it is from you, and we should be rejoicing in you for it, and so we do. Cause us always to testify to you, the giver of rain, and to turn all hearts to you. And we do pray, O Lord, that you would indeed see fit to let showers of rain in the Spirit come upon us and our families and upon this land, that you would bring salvation and righteousness to grow out of our hearts and in our lives. And we pray, closing as you taught your disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.